gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll of honey.
Welcome to Resurrection Week, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. That's right, folks. We're here, we're live, and if you want to be a part of the show, just give us a call at 407-774-8255. And for you folks listening later on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network, thank you so ever much for listening. And you can listen to us live as well between the hours of 5 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at am660theanswer.com. And feel free to participate in our contest Thursdays, which we will have one this Thursday again. All right, we got a big show lined up for you again tonight. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Nick, the marathon man, Lo Cicero, is on the bridge, so we're ready for you. I hope you're ready for us. Let's see. Abe Katzman won't be joining us tonight because of the Resurrection Week goings-on over in Jerusalem and Jewish holidays and everything. So we'll see if we can get him later in the week. If not, we'll certainly have him back next week. Can't wait to get his take and the way it was accepted in Israel, what President Trump did last week in Syria. And the aftershocks do continue. We're going to get into that today. Going to talk about Rex Tillerson. He is presently either on his way to Moscow or perhaps just arriving there. We got some news out of New York. A startling admission by Governor Andrew Cuomo as he rolled out his free college tuition for middle class and poor families in New York. Startling admission that he made. We'll get to that. Also, John Barros is going to join us and certainly be bringing us some good news, I'm sure. And we'll be talking about some other things that the Trump administration has done that I'm sure John and you folks will find refreshing. Let's get right into it. By the way, I hope you caught last night's show. If you did not, after tonight's show, just go to our archive at AmericanAdversaries.com, and you can check out last night's show. We talked about a good deal more about the Syria thing. We talked about Hillary, and her excuse-making continues. Did you know America is a misogynistic nation? Well, according to Hillary and her many of her supporters, it is. We also talked about the so-called lone wolves and how in other countries they don't hesitate to round up the support group for the lone wolves when the lone wolves get complete their terrorist acts. And we compared that to, at least under the Obama administration, how they drug their feet over arresting Noor Mateen, the wife of the Pulse nightclub terrorist, and then wanted to grant her bail. Woman is complicit in the murder of 49 people here in Orlando, a terrorist style, and the wounding and maiming of dozens more, and they hesitated to arrest her. Well, bless my soul. All right, so that was all last night, and we talked about the story out of India where a little girl was supposedly found in the jungle with a bunch of monkeys, you know, Jungle Book style, I guess, and according to the story, she couldn't talk, but she could, at least according to me, do the Tarzan yell, which I did on the show last night. So if you want to hear me doing Tarzan yell, pretty good one, too, I think. Anyway, go to the archive after tonight's show. And please do tune in on Sunday nights. And we're not on Red Nation Rising on our Sunday night show. So you do have to go to our archive if you're interested to hear it, do you folks? And or you can listen to us live at AM660TheAnswer.com every Sunday evening, 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The aftershocks are continuing. The Iranians and the Russians have issued a joint statement excoriating the United States for what we did in Syria on Thursday night, and threatening retaliatory action if we should get the hankering to do it again. They said that the United States crossed many red lines, echoing what Donald Trump said in his joint press conference with King Abdullah of Jordan on Thursday afternoon when he first responded to the gas attacks. And said, this is Iran and Russia, will respond if such aggression, as they termed it, happens again. This came out today, as I said, from the Iranians and the Russians, and the AP is reporting, they have sources, and this has not been confirmed by other news agencies, that the Russians knew in advance, well in advance, of the chemical attack. Which, once again, I mean, just doesn't make much sense to me. Maybe that's what happened, but you would have to think that these people are nuts or really had some other grand scheme at work. Now, MSNBC thinks they have come up with that grand scheme. They think that the Russians either put the Syrians up to the chemical attack or knew the Syrians were going to do it and allowed it to happen so that Donald Trump could fire off a bunch of missiles and look big. That somehow that was going to be something that the Russians would see in their best interests. This is the amount of ignorance that is calling itself news and analysis today. But look, you know, it's like we pointed out on the show last night, myself and Aubrey Kahn, that, and I've said this on this show many a time, a lot of people say it like this: perception is reality in politics. Well, I'm here to tell you, perception is reality in life. In all things, what you believe to be true, that is true to you. And if it's different to someone else, it's somebody's got to be right or wrong, or maybe neither one of you are right, or maybe both in some fashion. But the bottom line is our perceptions of reality are our reality. a clear example of this is just to study people with mental and physical disorders of the brain, like, say, Alzheimer's disease. This one hits me close to home because I experienced it up close. And that was when my mom descended into Alzheimer's disease, her perception of reality changed. And we couldn't change it back. It was impossible. You just had to deal with it on her level, so to speak. For instance, she was convinced that Oprah Winfrey was one of her good friends and would visit her every day. Now, she watched Oprah on television every day, so I guess you could say the connection sort of there. But there's no way in the world we could convince her that she'd never even met Oprah Winfrey. No, she comes over every day. And they're more stark examples. But the bottom line is, and this is what Democrats work so well to their advantage, is that human psychology is such that perceptions are reality, regardless of what reality really is. And that's why they concoct these bizarre and fake news stories out of whole cloth, or maybe a smidgen of truth, because they know that it doesn't matter if they tell you the truth. What matters to them is that they craft the way you think. This was admitted by Mika Brzezinski weeks ago when she was mad at Donald Trump because Donald Trump was convincing people to think his way rather than them being able to convince people to think their way. You see, they're not in the business of news to report facts. They're in the business of news to shape perceptions so that you might go out then and act upon those perceptions, knowing that it doesn't matter what color the sky is if they can convince you in your mind that it's the color they say it is. So the fact that they're seldom working with the truth doesn't matter to them. Matter of fact, the less they work with the truth, the better. That way they can't be cross-checked. That's why this Russia, you know, conspiracy story, Trump and the Russians colluding, even still colluding to stage a... think about what MSNBC is saying here. They're saying that our administration, therefore our military and all the advisors Trump has around him, worked with the Russians to stage a gas attack on innocent civilians in a neighborhood in Syria so that then Trump could launch some missiles into an Air Force base so that he could look big in the eyes of the world. This is just, it's ludicrous. It's stupidity. And yet, guess what? To a lot of people, that's going to be their reality. Why? Because they heard it on television. They heard them smart people on MSNBC. So, you know, you can't downplay this stuff as ludicrous as it is. You just got to hit it head on. And it just flies in the face of any kind of logic and reality. The Russians would not want to look belittled by Donald Trump. Quite the contrary. But the storyline of Trump and the Russians working together is so valuable to the liberals that they're not about to let it go, at least not at this stage. And it's not surprising that they concoct these kinds of speculative perceptions. The reaction, nonetheless, around the rest of the world is still extremely positive. The praise is coming in. There was a fellow who was interviewed on, I believe it was CNN yesterday, a man from Syria who had become a refugee after the 2013 chemical attack, and he took a swipe at the media. They were trying to get him to say something negative about Trump, and he turned it on them. He said, "How come you never, you know, came? How come you were never worried about Barack Obama not doing anything over here to help anybody?" And in fact, even Barack Obama administration officials are quietly praising Donald Trump's action, because that's one thing of maybe a long list, I don't know, but one thing that they were disappointed about with President Obama is that he didn't do anything about the chemical attack when he was in charge, except supposedly to get the Syrians and the Russians to take all of those weapons out of the country. Well, now it turns out that he knew better. By he, I mean Barack Obama. And what I mean by better, you just better stick around after the break, and I'll tell you what that means. All right, you are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Once again, we are the voice to be reckoned with. Titans of Talk Radio coming right back at you.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show. All right, if you're searching for the truth, you have found the right place, the American Adversaries. And please check out our Facebook page. Mondays seems to be the day that we find all kinds of funny stuff. So if you need a good laugh to kick off the week with, check us out at Facebook, American Adversaries on Facebook. And also scroll down, please, and find where you can vote for us in the local election here. Let me see what they call this doggone thing. Here, I'll come up with it here in just a second. It is the Best of Orlando Talk Radio category. Best of Orlando is the overall survey. Talk Radio is the category. You'll find that on our Facebook page. If you scroll down and you go right there, and please vote for us. And you can vote early, and yes, indeed, you can vote often in this survey. So light them up. Okay. We're coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studio, and don't forget, they're located in the Winter Park Village, and if all this news gets you uptight, go over there and sit down in one of those Panasonic chairs for a few minutes and see how that makes you unwind. By the way, there was a story in last Tuesday's Orlando Sentinel, and I don't want to get too much off into this, but all this business about the chemical attack over there, and I'm still not convinced that the Syrians did it. to begin with, and that certainly not convinced that the Russians knew about it weeks in advance, unless maybe they were spending that time trying to talk the Syrians out of it if they did find that they were going to do it, because it was eminently stupid to do. They did not need to do it. That weapon is really a very inefficient weapon. And it is, it just brings a whole lot of headaches that you don't need when you're already bombing the heck out of the enemy, which, by the way, is what they're doing. They are, in essence, the Russians and the Syrians are doing what we are doing over there, except different targets. We are focusing our bombs in Iraq and occasionally in Syria on the Islamic State. They are focusing their bombs on everybody else except Assad's forces. And that means several different rebel groups. There's a number of different rebel groups over there. It's not like our civil war when you had the North and the South. I mean, you had two distinct groups. It's not like that over there. Over there, you got, I don't know, maybe a dozen or more rebel groups, each distinct and of its own, fighting against Assad and fighting against one another. And they're all fighting against the Islamic State. So it is really a convoluted mess over there. Now, Russia and Syria initially said it was an accident. Nobody believed that. Nobody is believing it now. As I said, the AP is reporting, and it has not been substantiated by other news agencies, but they're reporting that the Russians knew about it in advance. Evidently, there was a drone, either a Syrian or Russian drone, that flew over the attack area, which is not uncommon. I mean, seeing what happened. And then it evidently flew over the hospital, and then there were missions called in on the hospital. If that's the case, they must have thought somebody that was a very high-profile target there that was worth bombing a hospital, and perhaps maybe even worth using chemical weapons, which, as I said, is a very ineffective weapon unless you're trying to instill terror or horror in someone or trying to elicit a certain response. Having said all of that, last Tuesday in the Orlando Sentinel on page A6, there's a story headlined, Airstrike Survivors Recount Horror. Subheadline, U.S. concedes likely responsibility, says ISIS militants in Mosul were targeted. It goes on to talk about a four-year-old girl running her fingers over, that she's pictured in here, over her scalp where her head had to be shaved to treat her. Her eardrums burst. She's got shrapnel, obviously. You can see the wounds in her face, and she's clutching a little Barbie doll. And it turns out the strike is, which was a mistake. It was, U.S. airstrike on March 17th that destroyed a block of neighborhood in Mosul's Jedidah neighborhood. The strike is thought to have killed more than 200 people, the highest death toll since the campaign against Islamic State began 3 years ago. So, before we go getting too hot and heavy with the Russians, now I understand we're sending a message and everything, but I'm with the administration, but all this other nonsense coming out of the liberals and the Democrats trying to raise the stakes against the Russians, big mistake. Big mistake. Another big mistake is if you don't stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. I think so, anyway.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. With its missile strike on Shayrat Air Base in central Syria, Washington signaled that it had judged President Bashar al-Assad responsible for the horrific chemical weapons attack in northern Syria that drew international outrage last week. But it is not the first or even deadliest atrocity of that war. Rights groups and many Western and Middle Eastern nations say Assad is responsible for a litany of war crimes in the six-year-old civil war. Chicago's aviation department says one of its police officers involved in dragging a man off a United Airlines flight Sunday night at O'Hare International Airport did not follow standard operating procedures and has been placed on leave. The department said in a brief statement Monday it did not condone the aviation security officer's actions. On Wall Street, the Dow by 2 points, the NASDAQ rose 3, the S&P advanced 2. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it can be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding. We finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to just tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
Rusev Udria, Rusev Machka.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries, ladies and gentlemen. As I said, Rex Tillerson is on his way, or perhaps now in Moscow, via Italy. He went to Lucca, Italy first to meet with the G7, and then on his way to Moscow, as I said, to meet with his counterpart. And this was already planned, this trip was already planned before the missile attack into Syria by the Trump administration. But obviously, that is now the primary focus, I'm sure, pretty sure, of their conversations. But then, of course, according to MSNBC, he's just going over there to get instructions, right, from Putin, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Tillerson over the weekend made it very clear that the administration, there is no doubt in their mind that they think that the Syrians did this chemical attack and that the Russians, at the very least, must have known about it, or if they didn't, they're accusing them of incompetence. Once again, I'd be a little careful about doing that sort of thing, but what we see now is a lot of posturing going on. The Russians are well outgunned by us. They must know that, but they can't let that show. And so that's what's happening right now. Interestingly enough, the Iranians have called for an international investigation into the incident, with the United States not being headed up by the United States, as they put it. We'll see if anything comes of that. In the meantime, as reported on the show last night,
as was released in the news media. The carrier group, the Carl Vinson carrier group, had been turned around. It was on its way back after a deployment, evidently, to Australia, I guess, for some R&R. I don't know. But anyway, they were turned around and are now heading back toward the Korean Peninsula. And according to H.R. McMaster, the President Trump's national security advisor, the guy that took Flynn's position when he was unceremoniously drummed out, he says that Trump has asked for all options on North Korea, all options on North Korea. So we shall see. Evidently, when he told the Chinese President Xi Thursday evening with dinner, over dinner, about the Syria thing. At some point, he also told them that he was not going to tolerate what was going on in North Korea. And I guess Xi is okay with us putting that carrier group up there, pretty much right up Xi's skirt. And we'll see what comes of that. Certainly, as we talked about on the show Friday, this was a loud and distinct message that Donald Trump sent to the world and world leaders all over the place. He has characterized his foreign policy as flexible. I would also add unpredictable. And that is going to make world leaders have to recalculate their, let's just say, not too distant future plans. So we'll see what comes of this carrier group going up there. This sort of thing is what Kim Jong-un characterizes as aggressive acts by the United States, even as acts of war by the United States. So we'll see if the funny, crazy little fat man, as John McCain calls him, is going to do anything about it. By the way, don't know, once again, if the Russians really knew what was going on with this chemical attack. That is still to be determined. But what we do know is that President Obama and his administration knew that the Russians and the Syrians had not disposed of all of their chemical weapons. They knew that they had held on to a significant number of them. As a matter of fact, Secretary of State at the time, John Kerry, when he said that, how did he characterize it? Let's see, it was... he said, mostly, let's see, his characterization of all of, okay, he said that they got 100% of the chemical weapons out of Syria. It turns out at the time, PolitiFact had rated that mostly true, not 100% true. The 100% guarantee they could not confirm was 100% true. And former Obama official acknowledged, this is a story in the Washington Examiner over the weekend, that the U.S. always knew an agreement with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad did not clear all the chemical weapons out of Syria. And evidently the intelligence showed that this air base where the mission was flown out of, that was allegedly the chemical weapon attack by the Syrians, did maintain a stockpile of the weapons. Once again, it is still, you know, not 100% clear who perpetrated this attack, but the fact of the matter is, the administration has a lot of damning evidence, not just against Bashar al-Assad, but against Barack Obama, who sat aside and did nothing. And believe me, the Syrians know it. They know who's responsible. They know, of course, Assad is mainly responsible, but they also know that the United States didn't do anything when they could. And they're very grateful now that Donald Trump did do something. At least many Syrians are, obviously not all of them. So we'll see what happens when Tillerson meets with his counterpart. And all I would suggest to Tillerson is don't If you feel any pinpricks on your hand when you shake hands with the Russian ambassador, scurry on down to the embassy medical unit and get checked out. But anyway, we'll see, as I said, what happens out of that meeting. Okay, other news today. Neil Gorsuch was sworn in to be the 113th, as it turns out, Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. He was formally sworn in early this morning at the Supreme Court with all of the other justices in attendance, along with his wife and his daughters. And then in a more formal setting, he was ceremoniously sworn in at the Rose Garden at the White House, with much obviously larger crowd. The president was there. He was sworn in officially by Chief Justice John Roberts. He was sworn in ceremoniously by Justice Anthony Kennedy, who he served as a law clerk for. And so that's an interesting sort of turn of history, if you will. And by the way, Anthony Kennedy is one of now the senior members of the court, and rumors are that he may be considering retiring. And that would be a blessing if we could get another Neil Gorsuch in place of Anthony Kennedy, who has not been a reliable conservative vote on the court. He has shown some distinct libertarian, if not outright liberal, leanings on the court. An interesting little tidbit of news came out also over the weekend about the confirmation process. Is it turns out Susan Collins and John McCain were working with some Democrats and others trying to save the filibuster. They were willing to ditch Neil Gorsuch in an effort to save the filibuster in the Senate. I mean, why didn't they just vote that way, you know, when they held all those votes? If they could have got another couple or three Republicans to side with them, then they could have done it all by themselves. But evidently they could not get that support. But it demonstrates that there's a number of Republicans who just don't get it. Susan Collins is one. I mean, she gets it in the sense that she wants to get reelected, but she doesn't get it in the sense that this is the most brutal and yet the most important human activity that we engage in, and that would be politics. And that the other side will beat your brains in if you let them, and will do it even more so if you work with them. And that's what she was doing. She was working with John McCain and John McCain with her to thwart Donald Trump putting a true conservative on the Supreme Court because they wanted to preserve the filibuster. Well, I'm here to tell you, they did not do away with the filibuster the other day. What they did away with was this stupid idea of if somebody simply says, I want to filibuster, that you then therefore have to get a 60-vote margin for the so-called cloture vote. What they did away with was the cloture vote. You can still filibuster. If John McCain or Susan Collins wanted to stand up and filibuster Neil Gorsuch, they could have done it. But it would have had to have been a true filibuster. The Mr. Smith Goes to Washington style, the old Jimmy Stewart movie, where you actually have to stand up and start talking nonstop. And that's the filibuster. And if you collapse and fall and die on the floor or pass out like Stewart did in the movie, well, then the filibuster is over. That's it. Unless somebody else wants to stand up and filibuster too. But the whole point is, you now have to actually do it. You can't just say, I want a filibuster, and then require 60 votes to proceed from that point on. Now, a filibuster can still require 60 votes to stop it, but that doesn't mean that you can't stand up and do it. So the filibuster was not done away with. The so-called cloture vote was what was done away with. the empty threat. Well, I shouldn't say empty threat. The threat that emanated from simply being able to say, I want the filibuster, and then it be, you know, that make it true without actually having to do it. That those days are over, at least when it comes to Supreme Court justices, cabinet picks, and other federal judgeships. By the way, the White House has announced, and other groups are announcing, that they are working hard to fill those 100 other federal judgeships that are still open, and lists are being compiled, short lists, to give to Donald Trump to make his choices for each of those positions. And this is very important that we get conservative justices, just every bit as conservative as Gorsuch, on all of those circuit court benches, too, to counterbalance all the liberals that were put on there by Obama and Bill Clinton, and a handful, I dare say, by the Bushes. So it's good that they're taking their time to get these right, but now that Gorsuch is confirmed, they can focus more on doing that and get those guys on the bench as well. Okay, when we come back, we got some movies to give away tonight. So we're going to do that. It is Resurrection Week. This Sunday is commonly known as Easter. We're calling it Resurrection Day around here because that's what it really is all about. And we won't be doing our Sunday night show, but we will be here all this week and right back here again next Monday as well. And I hope you'll be with us for every minute of it, or at least as many minutes of it as you can take or you can get. All right, well, we better get out of here and take another break and be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
You suffer from chronic pain, stiff joints, inflammation, arthritis, fibromyalgia, cold extremities? Are you overweight? Do you have skin problems, cellulite? How about stress, anxiety, depression? Or are you healthy and want to enhance your fitness and achieve a more youthful appearance? Then cryotherapy may be for you. Cryotherapy was developed in Japan to bring relief to people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. By surrounding you from the shoulders down with a non-invasive nitrogen mist for 2 to 3 minutes, your body's surface temperature is lowered to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your body's natural processes to rejuvenate you. It can even slow the effects of aging. No drugs, no surgery. Athletes use cryotherapy to enhance their performance and to speed recovery. So take 3 minutes to optimize your health, fitness, and beauty. Call Chill Cryo Sauna now to schedule your appointment. 407-473-0992, chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
All right, welcome back to the show. That's right, she's a maniac, all right. Which one? Well, I guess that would fit to a lot of people in the news, but Aramis Ayala, our Orange Osceola State attorney, is fighting Governor Rick Scott's decision to pull her from 22 murder cases because of her decision not to use the death penalty at all, no matter what. And she has taken the first step in the legal process to appeal his decision. She wrote a letter to Pam Bondi, the state attorney general, and asked her to begin the process of determining whether Ayala or Scott should have the authority in those. It's 23 death penalty cases it is now. Bondi's office responded saying no. And so now Ayala will appeal via the courts. And she has this attorney, Roy Austin Jr., out of Washington, D.C., I believe he is. They are also being still funded by George Soros. And as I said, we're still looking into that whole situation and her collaboration with George Soros. So there will be more on that to come, no doubt. Also, I don't know if you caught it last night, but the first hour of a three-part series about the Casey Anthony trial was on was one of the History Channels last night on AT&T. It's 260. I'm not going to even mention the network, even if I knew it. But anyway, it's interesting to see the people, the primary people involved in the case speaking out recently, primarily the mother and the father, a couple of the detectives. They also have a lot of video from the jailhouse conversations and things of that nature Casey Anthony. Of course, Kaylee Anthony was the little girl who was, I don't know if brutally murdered is the right word, but certainly without care and compassion, she was brutally disposed of, thrown into a field in a trash bag, and you know, it's all very damning stuff. I mean, they're going through it all over again, you want to talk about a maniac. I always thought that what happened in that case was Casey was a party girl. She was spoiled. Her mother spoiled her. And when she was 19, she got pregnant. And she thought that her mother would get mad with her about it, but she told her mother about it anyway. The mother was, Cindy, was ecstatic, according to her. And by all accounts, everything, the mother and the grandmother, loved the little child, but Casey was a party girl. She liked to party. And she wouldn't always find someone to take care of the child. And so it became clear that what she would do is she would put the child in a situation where she thought the child was safe for a few hours while she went partying. And evidently, what I think happened is she had the child in the trunk of the car, or in the car, I would presume in the trunk so nobody could see the kid, and had chloroformed the kid, put the kid to sleep. And at some point, maybe when she chloroformed the child, maybe while the child she thought was in there safely asleep, she died. And then Casey didn't know what to do, because Casey's a party girl. You know, party girls don't know what to do in situations like this. They found some phone pings where... And they found also that she had borrowed a shovel, and she went out to an area by the airport down there, Orlando International. She went out in the woods. And I'm going to guarantee you what happened. A little party girl went out in the woods with a shovel and found out that it ain't fun digging a hole and probably kind of hard. And so she said, well, the heck with this. So she threw the shovel back in the car and just left the kid in the car. And then at some point, she put the kid in a trash bag and threw it in a field. Because she's a party girl. She parties. And all she did from that point on, all she's ever done in her life is lie. Lie, lie, lie. And now
She's, I guess, living somewhere in South Florida. She turned up at an anti-Trump rally a few weeks ago. She also gave an interview, contrary to her lawyer's advice and other agreements that she had already made. The girl's, you know, she is, she's just got some real problems. Let's just put it that way. And it's a real tragic story. And if you want to see it replayed, it is last night, tonight, and tomorrow night. Plus, I'm sure they'll be replaying it over and over again. Talk about maniacs, though. My God, that girl is one maniac. All right. And then there's Elizabeth Warren. And we talked about this last night. You know, Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton, at every opportunity, talk about how bad women have it in the world. They don't have equal pay. They only get 70-something percent of what a man earns in the same job, which is an actual lie. If that is the case, then whoever that employer is has set themselves up for federal charges and to be sued because there are already plenty laws on the books. What they're telling you when they say that is that a man and a woman in the same position have vastly different experience and time in the job, and that's what determines the variations in salary in most cases. Now, when you get into the halls of Congress, it isn't so much so. In the halls of Congress, it's a whole lot easier to balance the payroll. Well, we found out during the campaign, even though they didn't want to talk about this in the mainstream media, that Hillary Clinton paid men working for her substantially more than she paid women. As a matter of fact, about the same average that they say, I think it's like 78 or 79% of what a man earns, supposedly a woman earns. And oh, by the way, and as I've told you on the show many a times, women control the vast majority of wealth in the world. They may not get paid as much, but they still control a whole lot more than men do, by far. Ain't even close. And it turns out old Lizzie Warren pays her women staffers even less, about 10% less, than the so-called average. So she really shortchanges them. Isn't that something? Right? And yet that, well, how does she put it? The nasty Elizabeth Warren and her nasty, nasty comments. Turns out she's treating her female employees pretty nastily, if you ask me. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, John Barros is going to join us on the other side. We got some movies to give away and a lot more to talk about right here on the American Adversaries. Also, please, once again, check us out on Facebook. Got a lot of funny, great new stuff up there just today. And also, please scroll down and vote for us in the Best of Orlando survey in the talk radio category. You can find that on our Facebook page. And you can vote early, and you can vote often, and hope you do. All right, and please, while you're there, like us on Facebook if you do, and feel free to leave comments. We like to see those, and no matter what they are, we love it, and we read it, and we want more of it. And I hope you love it and want more of it in regards to our show. Because we're coming right back after this break. Don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up at 7 o'clock. The Rays have already played today. And they got beat, but they played, and that's over. So Larry Elder on these same stations tonight, as soon as we're gone at 7 o'clock.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up!
January 20th, 2017, will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example, we will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir ourselves, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road!
Hey, welcome back for hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Thank you so much for listening. 407-774-8255 is the number as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And, of course, on AM660TheAnswer.com and on a delayed basis on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. Once again, I am Christopher Hart. Now joining me in the studio in the driver's seat is John Barros. Good to see you again, John. How you doing?
Oh, man. You know, that song is so true. You can't keep up with me. There's no way to keep up with you. I don't know how you do all this stuff.
It's a labor of love, just like what you do. All right. And, of course, John is a sidewalk counselor, evangelist, and he pleads for women to change their minds about having abortions, and uses scripture and has a pretty good success rate. We're going to get some good news from him. We got some movies to give away tonight. Both of them actually sort of involve Kirk Cameron. He's the inspiration behind the movie called, and he's also the producer of Monumental, In Search of America's National Treasure. He also commented on another movie that we're going to give away. It's called 180, and John Barros brought these in. And Kirk Cameron comments, he says, 180 is, and I quote, 33 minutes of video adrenaline, shock, and hope. Would you say that?
Oh, yes, sir. That's an amazing, amazing film.
All right. So we're going to be giving these two DVD. Matter of fact, we have two pairs of these we're going to give away here in just a little while. And we'll throw in some Larry Elder mugs as well, so you can sip on your favorite beverage as you're watching your movies. All right. Just to bring you up to date on the news here. Quickly, the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, is on his way to Moscow to meet with his Russian counterpart and confront them face-to-face, and I guess the Russians would look at it the same way from their perspective, primarily now over the situation in Syria. This was a pre-scheduled meeting. Tillerson met most of yesterday and today in Italy with the G7 countries in Europe, and then he's now on his way to Moscow, and now Syria obviously will be the primary topic of discussion, no doubt. But they had a lot of things that they wanted to talk about, and of course the liberal media would probably characterize this as Tillerson going there to get the Trump administration's marching orders from Vladimir Putin. I hardly think that that is going to be the case. I think it's going to be more like the Russians saying something like, I thought we had a chance for something better, and now it looks like it's going to get worse. And Tillerson is going to respond, well, it can still get better, but it's up to you. So we'll see what does come out of that meeting, if anything. In the meantime, the Russians have moved some warships into the eastern Mediterranean to shadow and act as buffers, if you will, between our warships and Syria. The Pacific Fleet has turned the Carl Vinson carrier group around as it was heading south to Australia and turned it back around 180 degrees, and it's now heading toward the Korean Peninsula. In the meantime, H.R. McMaster, Donald Trump's, President Trump's security advisor, national security advisor, has said that the president wants to a list of options, all options. He wants to know all of his options when it comes to North Korea. Very typical of the way Donald Trump does business. He likes to have lots of options, and he wants to know them all, and so that he can pick the one that he likes the best, or combination of them. So after spending most of his first few weeks on the job focusing on domestic affairs, it appears as though the Trump administration has taken now a sharp focus on international affairs as well. And if they act as quickly as they did with the domestic things, I suspect we might begin to see other things happening. Don't know what, but something before too long. But the domestic programs do continue. The Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, the new Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, was sworn in this morning. He is now on the bench and can begin making a difference. Although that difference in this term will be somewhat limited in the sense that the court has already heard and decided and are now writing most of the opinions that they're going to give between now and June when they go on recess. But there is a chance that he can get involved in some cases before they do recess. And he, of course, now will be involved in all the decisions going forward by the court. That's really good news and a big the promise fulfilled by President Obama. Did I say Obama? President Trump, I should say. Oh, gosh, cut my tongue out of my head. All right. It is Resurrection Week. That, of course, is more commonly known as Easter, but it really is all about the resurrection of Christ and the forgiveness of our sins. And so that's the way we're going to call it, refer to it around here. And to help us get this week off in fine fashion, no better person to have in the studio than John Barros, who preaches the scripture 6 days a week, lives at seven. And so once again, John, good to have you in the studio. By the way, you can find his website is whowillstand.net, or you can just Google Who Will Stand, and you'll see a little video of John and what he does. And there are people, you're going, where was it you were just at recently, in Arizona or something? Yes. Schooling other people on how you do what you do?
Yes. There's amazing things going on all around this country right now.
Indeed, there are. And before we get too far away from the administration, the Trump administration announced last week it is cutting all contributions to the United Nations Population Fund, known as the UNFPA, the lead international agency dedicated to promoting family planning and child and maternal health, which really means you know what they're doing, right?
Yes, sir.
They're paying for
abortions
and contraceptions around the world. And that is going to stop, at least we're going to stop funding it through the UN and this UN agency. Obviously, they'll still find other funding, but it once again, it's refreshing and it's new. And this administration, that's pretty bold stuff.
It is.
I can't remember when any other administration has ever withheld the first penny from the UN for anything.
I've never heard anything of that. I know they do that. They keep playing volleyball with that other one that President Trump got rid of. It's like every time a Republican gets in, then they cancel it, and when a Democrat gets in, they start it up again. And
right.
I can't remember the name of it, but
it's I know what you're talking about.
This is different.
Yeah, it's the Mexico one or whatever. But
right.
it was he ended. This was done, I think, in the first week of his administration. Mm-hmm. He ended the funding of non-government organizations that fund abortions. So that was direct funding mm-hmm. to the non-governmental organizations. Mm-hmm. This is more indirect funding in that it goes to the UN, and then the UN goes out and most likely hires probably even the same non-governmental organizations to fulfill their goal here, which is they put it as family promoting family planning and child and maternal health. And, of course, we know that that translated means abortions on demand.
It does, and it's amazing because words mean things. And isn't it funny how they never call it what it is? It's always some other title. And if you go against it, then you're somehow against women and children's health. You know?
Well, it's kind of like what I was talking about earlier in the show. They're trying to develop a perception that doesn't necessarily jive
right.
with reality, you see. Mm-hmm. They call it women's health, but it really is abortion and has very little to do with women's good health anyway.
Right.
And if you want to call it women's bad health, maybe. But the whole idea is that they don't want you thinking abortion. They want you thinking mama going down to the doctor, you know, to get,
right.
you know, good treatment.
That's right.
And that's not at all what it's about.
No.
So they've created a false perception, and most people don't look beyond that false perception to see that it's something entirely different. Well, the Trump administration did, and they have put an end to that funding. Now, that's for foreign countries.
Right.
That has no effect inside the country. However, they are trying to defund Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Now, I know that wouldn't affect the center that you're at downtown, but it would affect a number of other centers here locally, would it not?
Well, it would the Planned Parenthoods, but most of them here are not affiliated with Planned Parenthood.
Most of the abortion centers?
Right. They're private doctors and whatever. But I came to find out that one of the administrators of the abortion clinic that I minister in front of actually told me he got mad one day and he came out and he goes, John, you're so blankety blank stupid. He goes, you don't get it. He goes, because, you know, I was wondering how in the world are they having free abortion? They had free abortion day down at their clinic in Fort Lauderdale. And then they have these coupons from time to time. I said, how do you guys afford to do this? I mean, you know, I know business. He goes, you don't get it. He goes, don't you look up anything? He says, Berkshire Hathaway has a fund to pay for abortions that people can't do or go through these coupon things and make up the difference for it.
Right.
George Soros also has a fund to help pay for abortions. And so anyway, he's calling me an idiot because I didn't know about that stuff. And in fact, a lot of women got so upset, but Berkshire Hathaway has a thing called Pampered Chef. And Pampered Chef ended up, ironically, being sold these products through, like, parties and stuff in homes and all that, and a lot of them were Christian women and doing it. And then to everybody's horror, they ended up they even admitted that they were using the profits from Pampered Chef to pay for abortions. Now, since then, they've said they've pulled out from doing that, but
yeah.
But, gosh, they're so darn deceitful and crazy.
They are. And they have, here's the thing. They realize they have to do that because the demand, how should I put this? Politically speaking, the demand for what they are doing is not there. Mm-hmm. So they have to hide what they are doing. You follow what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even with Planned Parenthood. If you said, okay, we want the federal government to give hundreds of millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood every year so that they can carry out abortions, do you think the American public would go for that? No, they wouldn't. But you say, we're going to give them money, hundreds of millions of dollars, for women to if enough people have the perception, no, maybe that's part of it, but what they do the mammogram, as long as that perception is there, then the reality will materialize from it. So they create these false perceptions so that they can get their policies passed. Mm-hmm. And so they know, too, that they are deceiving people in the process.
Right.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be so deceptive about it. So, all right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we got a couple of movies to give away, Monumental and 180. So stick around, and we'll tell you how you can get your hands on these DVDs.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise, starting at $799 per person. Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise, starting as low as $499 per person. Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas, starting at $860 per person. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
This is Trump HQ.
It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons.
The president says no more.
There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations, and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council.
What's next? Keep it here for updates twice an hour with reaction and analysis from Central Florida's number one talk lineup.
Trump HQ
is FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Okay, thank you for tuning in to the American Adversaries. Get those phones ready. The number is 407-774-8255. We have a couple of DVDs. One is produced by Kirk Cameron. It's called Monumental, In Search of America's National Treasure. It follows a family across the United States, from Europe across the United States, as they discover what makes America, America. And then we also have, we'll pal it up with 180, and 180 is paired up with 180. 180 is a movie about individuals who were pro-choice and made a 180 and became pro-life. And Kirk Cameron says about 180, he says it's 33 minutes of video, adrenaline, shock, and hope. And so if you would like to have these DVDs and a Larry Elder mug, call us right now. The first two callers at 407-774-8255, and Nick will get your information in there. He's on the bridge. John is, once again, sidewalk counselor and evangelist, and he is 6 days a week downtown Lucerne Terrace, outside the Pendergraft Butchers Center down there. What's business been? Are they open, by the way? I was wondering about this yesterday. Are they open on holidays like Palm Sunday and Resurrection Day, Easter? Do they still perform abortions on days like that?
Yeah, they won't be open on Easter. At least they told me they won't be open this Sunday. But they were open yesterday. They were open on Palm Sunday.
All right.
And
business
just
as
awful.
Usual.
Business as usual. Yeah, just not even any different.
Well, how's things been down there?
Well, good. I mean, it's always ugly, but God always moves and does the most amazing things. It's just incredible. I mean, we had two choose life today.
Today?
Yeah. And it's something, you know, Chris, I never can get used to it after all the years of being there, everything. But when a guy pulls up in the driveway coming up from the back with his girl and he rolls his window down, they don't have to do that, of course. They can just drive right out. But when he rolls his window down and you can see tears on his cheek and he sticks his thumb up in the air, and I was preaching, so I didn't go over there, but I stopped and he did it again, you know, raising his whole hand up, saying thank you, and he just kept saying thank you over and over again, and his lady's sitting there, you know, crying. They're just so thankful that God has had somebody come down and
set him straight.
Well, I don't know about setting them straight, but just about that somebody was there to stop them. I can't tell you how many women I meet that tell me I wish somebody would have been there when I went. Now, if they say that from a frame of mind now, I don't know how it would be back then when they were actually going, but it may be them talking about a lot of regret. But I know I met a lady at the Ligonier conference I just went to. I had a table there, and she walked up and said, you know, 58 years I've been stuffing this thing, you know, and I wish somebody would have been there. Thank you for being there. But, you know, it works. That's how God uses it. God uses secondary causes. He uses people to do his work. And we have a great bunch of people that come down all the time, different people every day. It's never really the same. There's a couple that are the same, but other than that, it's just different people, and God uses them.
All right, and Lucerne Terrace is just on the south side of downtown Orlando, between sort of halfway between the city hall and the big hospital down there. And he likes his coffee, Dunkin' Donuts, large, cream only, if you'd like to just swing by and see. What time do you get there in the mornings usually?
I get there at 8 every day except Sunday. I get there at 7.
You get there early on Sunday. They open that early? They get to business?
Yeah, they have the doors open at 8 on Sunday. Usually open them at about 8:30 on the rest of the days.
All right. Okay, once again, John will be with us throughout the show today. If you have any questions or comments for John, please don't hesitate to call us at 407-774-8255. We'll take a break and come back, and we'll get you up to date once again on the breaking news of the day. And anything else that happens during the break, we'll bring you up to date on that. Don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up at 7 o'clock. And we'll be here all this week, but not Sunday night, okay? So if you listen to us on Sunday night, just put that on your calendar. But you can always go to our archive at AmericanAdversaries.com and listen to prior shows at your convenience. Okay, we'll take a break and come right back with more of the American Adversaries live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
You know, it's funny, there was a...
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley has resigned today after being booked on two misdemeanor campaign and ethics charges that arose during the investigation of an alleged affair with a top aide. A booking log at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office website shows Bentley was processed Monday afternoon, and a mugshot released by the jail shows him smiling slightly, wearing a coat and tie. Judge Neil Gorsuch is taking his place in history as the newest addition on the bench of the Supreme Court. With the swearing-in of Associate Justice Gorsuch, the court returns to a narrow conservative majority, and President Trump scores a much-needed political victory. Gorsuch paid tribute after his swearing-in today to the man he replaces, the late Justice Antonin Scalia. On Wall Street, the Dow by 2 points to 20,658. The NASDAQ rose 3. The S&P advanced 2. Oil up to $53.10 a barrel. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
This is Trump HQ.
My fellow Americans, it's an exciting time for our country. Our new administration has so much change underway, change that is going to strengthen our union and improve so many people's lives. The duty of judges, therefore, is not to rewrite the laws, but to uphold the laws and to apply the Constitution as written. And this is what Judge Gorsuch will do.
Stay here for the latest on the Gorsuch confirmation.
Trump HQ.
Here, FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
It's political, professional wrestling at its finest. The American Adversaries.
All right, thank you so much. You are listening to The American Adversaries as we come to you live. 407-774-8255 is the number, and we did give those movies away tonight, but we do have some more, so we'll do this again tomorrow or a little bit later on in the week. So keep those phones handy if you would like those two copies. Excellent movies, both of them. And okay, we got Marcia on the line, and John Barros is in the studio with me, Christopher Hart. Marcia, how are you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
How you doing, Marcia?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good.
So you guys know one another, huh?
Yes. I'm just calling because I wanted to say hello to John. We were serving down at the abortion clinic on Lucerne this morning. I serve with him on Mondays, and I just want to thank you, Chris, for having John on the air a couple times a month and to get the word out to the community that we do need prayer down there and support. So I just thank you so much for doing this for the community.
And I want people to know also, well, thank you. I appreciate that, and you're very welcome. But I also want people to know that good things can happen down there and oftentimes do, as John said today.
It sure does.
Two people decided. And without you folks being down there, and I know you're it's the scripture and God's word and God moving their heart, but you're like the catalyst. You know, without you being there, bringing that to the forefront, not nearly as many women would reconsider. You have to admit that. So
yeah.
It's very important what you do and how you do it, using the scripture and and pleading.
Well, God is moving down there. We see that
exactly
every day. So
right, but
God,
it's like John said. It's like John said. God uses people.
Yes.
Right. And we owe you a debt of gratitude for letting him use you to do what you guys do.
Well, it's a pleasure to serve with John, and I just wanted to thank you, Chris.
Okay. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Marcia.
Okay.
All right.
You have
she seems so
keep
nice.
Up the good work.
That's not the lady I know.
You better watch out now.
I'm kidding.
Once again, you know, John's down there every day, and if you want to go down there and see what's up, I mean, it can be pretty pretty wild down there, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday and today were really bad.
How so?
Well, I had a Satanist there that had brought his daughter, and he was trying to encourage her to go in, and, you know.
How do you know he was a Satanist?
Oh, because he said so, and he had, so did the tattoos all over his face.
Okay.
And
pretty unmistakable,
no,
I
there
guess.
I didn't doubt him for a moment.
You're right.
And,
right.
You know, he wanted to do great bodily harm, and but God moved, and his daughter actually began weeping, came out three times in a matter of.
She didn't want to do it, in other words.
She did when she got there. That's what's strange about all of this. I'm telling you this.
When she first got there, she did.
Oh, yeah. She was telling me to do things that are physically impossible.
Okay.
And she,
like the Clint Eastwood through the chair, right?
and you know, very angry. And he was absolutely beside himself angry.
The father.
Yeah. And he kept trying to almost push her in there. And I still don't know what happened. She came out weeping like three times. And then finally they're out in the front and they're kind of in a argument. And then a bus came going down Lucerne and she started waving for the bus to stop and it stopped and they got on it and left. So it's not like I can say they chose life or anything.
But at that moment.
But they didn't do it that day, and they didn't come back today. So I don't know what's going on. I never know what is really going on. God just moves and does what he will. And it's usually the ones that are the hardest when they come is because they're the ones that are struggling the most with what they're doing.
You've said that before.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. Not all the time, but a lot of it, yeah, is that.
You know, there may be something in that for all of us as we deal with communicating with people that oftentimes the ones who have the, you know, the most boisterous, vigorous defense may be the ones who are the weakest yet to go after, right?
I think so. You're a philosophy major and all that, so you know debating and all of that, and I think that plays itself out quite often.
Yeah, it does. It does indeed. And what about today? You said today was kind of squirrely, too.
Yeah, there was another guy. I mean, I've got video because I really thought he was going to might kill me. He was saying he was going to, and it's crazy, and it's a combination of things, but I have to tell you this. I know. It's a full moon.
Yep.
When there's a full moon, how many times have I told you when coming in here that it's a full moon and these people go crazy? And
yep.
And that I think is part of it. But this guy was really over the top, and but they did go ahead and do it. But I don't know. It gets crazy. It just really does get crazy because people don't want. They know that it's wrong. They're bringing people to try to help them to do it because what they're actually doing is trying to fight God, who's warning them in their conscience to not do this. And so they need help. So they get these helpers to come and help them to do it. I'll bet 90% of these girls, if nobody would go with them, well, I don't know about 90%, but I think a lot of them, if nobody would go with them, I don't know that they would even go and do it.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because you said God speaks to them,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
If they just listen. And I can't tell me how many times I've tried to tell people that God is constantly talking to us,
mm-hmm.
right? We just block him out.
Yeah.
Or we argue. More often times than not, we're arguing.
Yeah.
Right? But he's right there. Mm-hmm. And he's constantly speaking directly to us.
Yep.
Because people have a hard time getting their arms around that. Right? God? Me? Yes. God. You. Because you are as important to God as anybody. And he can talk to everybody. That is the magnificence that is our Creator, our God.
Yeah, and he has given us, the Bible tells us God has written his law in every man's heart. Every man knows. We know what's right and wrong,
yep.
even without having to read it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's in us,
yep.
warning us.
Yep.
And I don't know, a lot of people get mad about that, but it's actually a great gift.
Indeed it is.
Yeah.
Indeed it is, as we recognize the gift of the resurrection
mm-hmm.
you know, this week. It's all about that. It's all about God loving us, God impressing himself on our souls, and then allowing that we'll still be sinners and yet still love us in the process. I mean, it could not be more perfect in its design and fulfillment. And as we do this week, remember resurrection. You know, the whole experience with Christ is a personal thing. It's one on one, right? You
yes,
and God, you and the Trinity.
There
doesn't have to be anything in between. So when you hear that little voice,
yeah,
don't be so ready to argue with it.
You know, right? And Easter is not about pretty dresses and chocolate bunnies and colored eggs and all that. It's actually judgment. Easter is about judgment,
yeah,
and redemption. It truly is. The world tries to cloud everything into something else that it's not.
Right.
But, you know, when Adam sinned, he cast everybody on a road going straight to hell, everybody.
Right.
But God called a people to himself. And, but something had to be done about their sin. And Jesus said, even when he came in, he said, I came to save my people from their sin. And God called us to himself, those believers called us to himself, and he, but something did have to be done about our sin. In the Old Testament, under Israel, certain sins could be covered by a grain offering or the blood of a sheep or a goat or a bull.
Right.
But those were only covered waiting the final perfect sacrifice.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Jesus had to come, and Easter is all about a bloody sacrifice of hate. I mean, people don't want to think of this, but Jesus is not a fuzzy little guy in our head. He's not. He had to come. God is a God of law. God is a God of justice. Every sin ever committed is going to be punished. The Bible says every idle word is going to be punished. Psalm 11, verse 6 says that the cup of the wicked is filled with fire and brimstone and a burning wind. But the beautiful thing, Chris, is that, and this is Easter, when we think about the Garden of Gethsemane, where he went, Before he was traitorized or whatever
betrayed,
you call it,
betrayed
by Judas. He began the paying for his people's sin. The Bible says his disciples deserted him in the garden. He began to sweat blood. It says that he prayed a prayer three times. Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. What cup was that? That was the cup in Psalm 11, verse 6, the cup of the wicked that I deserved.
Right.
That was filled. My guilt was given me hell, you know?
Right.
And so something had to be done about my sin and all those that would come to him. And then God, who loved his son with a love we'll never understand ever, after Jesus lived a perfect life, he went to that cross, and God hung him on that cross and poured out his hatred, wrath, and anger upon his own son for our sin. We can never lose track of how horrible what was awaiting us and how horrible the cost was to Jesus. Three times he said, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, your will, not mine. And he paid our price. He drank our cup. And that's what Easter's all about. And that same cup is for anybody that would repent of their sin and turn to him and in faith and just believe that. But we can't hide the truth. It's not chocolate bunnies, Easter eggs, and pretty dresses.
Right, right. There is one place where perception is not necessarily reality. Reality is reality,
yes,
period.
Yes.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yes, sir.
All right, we got to take another break. When we come back, we'll finish up today's show. Once again, John is faithfully 6 days a week on Lucerne Terrace doing what he can to save children here in our community. All right, and his website is whowillstand.net. And don't forget, also, please like us on Facebook. John is on Facebook, John Barros, two R's, B-A-R-R-O-S, John Barros on Facebook. I invite you to follow and like him on Facebook as well. And our Facebook page is American Adversaries, where we would like you to scroll down and vote in the, what did I say it was called again? I got it around here somewhere. Yeah, anyway, it's the election. All right, I'll give you the survey name and other details when we come back. I'm real organized today, as you can tell.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Folks, did you know that the diagnosis of autoimmune disorders is rising dramatically? Millions of Americans now suffer with these afflictions. You may be one of them. If you are, don't stress out, chill out at Chill Cryosauna. Cryotherapy is a non-invasive treatment that for 2 to 3 minutes lowers the surface temperature of your skin to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your own body's healing and rejuvenating processes. By chilling you outside, your body works to heal from the inside. No drugs, no surgery. More and more people are finding relief with cryotherapy. Maybe you can too. Even if you're healthy, it offers benefits such as increased energy, stamina, and a more youthful appearance. To schedule your first treatment, call Chill Cryosauna at 407-473-0992 or visit chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us. And that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience. Unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations like table centerpieces or arches or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special, all at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, studios.com. We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
I think it's Star Wars.
This has been her, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, this is my all-time favorite movie, Ben Hur.
There you go.
It's got it all.
It does have it all.
It's got a big naval battle. It's got the chariot race. And it's all wrapped up around the greatest story ever told.
That's right.
Every time I see that movie, I cannot stop myself from coming to tears when Tirsa and Judah Ben-Hur's mother, his sister and her mother, are cleansed of their
leprosy. Yes.
And it's a metaphor for all of us, our sins being washed away and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Fantastic movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's on this weekend. I hope it is, even though I have it on DVD and I can watch it anytime I want. All right. And by the way, you got to see the 1958 Charlton Heston version. There's a silent version that's not bad, but the new version, forget it. It's that 1958 Charlton Heston version because it's all real. The horses, everything in that is real. It's even there was a guy killed in the chariot race.
Wow.
It's in the shooting of that movie.
I didn't know that.
You actually left it in there.
Really?
Yeah, you see the guy get run over, and he really get run over. I'm not talking about Judah Ben-Hur's rival, right? There was another guy who is thrown off his chariot and then run over by the horses.
Wow.
Yeah, so it is very much real. You wouldn't be able to get away with that these days, right? You got some other good news for us.
Yeah, there's a few. God is always working. It's always a battle. We just have to keep fighting.
Yep.
The Choices Clinic, Vicki Bosford Matthews now,
yeah,
now that she's married,
yeah.
Had a Walk for Life Saturday. And I believe I heard that it's up to like they raised $120,000 to be used to help ladies that are pregnant and need help.
Yeah, this is the Choices Women's Center, which is, are they still on Edgewater?
Still on Edgewater. They're waiting. Their new building is almost done. I think it was next month that they're going to move in, and they're finishing up painting and all those kinds of things in there. But yeah, I mean, it was wonderful. It was a total of 45 churches involved, and I forget how many people.
This was last
Saturday. It was beautiful. Yeah. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
And then there's another great thing. You mentioned about the Phoenix guys that I went down to do that training with. I'm going to do some more training here in a few weeks. But they've started a wonderful thing, a website called endabortionnow.com. And if you go to endabortionnow.com, you can type in your name, your phone number, or no, not your phone number, your name, your address, and your email address. And what it does is you just click one button after you do that, and it sends a letter to everybody that has anything to do with government in your district all the way up to your senator and telling them that you want to end abortion. And, you know, just getting your word out there like that. And, you know, if you do, if people look at their constituents, and that's how they minds get changed.
This is the way the liberals do it.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They put together organizations that do this very thing. It's they do it better than we do.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they're doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We can do the same thing.
Right.
And this is an organization doing that. End of abortion.
No, just endabortion.com.
Okay.
Endabortionnow.com.
Endabortionnow.com.
And honestly, all you got to do is your emails are not going to go anywhere else. Just stay right there. But with one click of a button, it would go through all of our state representatives up to our federal representatives, everybody involved in our area here, just by clicking one button. And then what else was there was
you're
a couple
about
things.
The governor of
Kentucky.
Yeah,
governor of Kentucky, Governor Bevin, has shut down two abortion clinics there, leaving one left. He put in to shut them down, but a judge gave them, the ACLU jumped up, and a judge has given them a two-week stay. But it looks like they're going to, Kentucky could be the first state in our union without an abortion clinic.
And by the way, I would wager a bet that case is going to find its way to the Supreme Court, where we now have a new justice on the court. Now, it doesn't change the balance, though, on the court, because Gorsuch replaced Scalia. Okay? Now, if Trump could get another pick, say one of the staunch liberals like Breyer or Bader Ginsburg, both of them are pretty elderly, or even Justice Kennedy, if Trump could fill that associate justice seat with a true conservative, should that case make it to the Supreme Court, I think that court would uphold the governor's action. If it makes it up there now, it may not.
Yeah.
With Justice Kennedy, right?
Yep. But things are happening. It's hopeful. We need to just continue to fight. In Texas, they have an actual bill to outlaw abortion in the state of Texas. Not any kind of outlaw them under certain weeks or over certain.
Right.
None of that. It's just flat outlaw abortion in the state of Texas, and it's actually in their Senate right now.
Yeah, and these laws will once again find their way into the courts, which is why it is so very important that we did elect Donald Trump and we continue to support his efforts to put conservatives on the bench, because that's where it's going to make a big difference and a lasting difference
right at
that. So today was a big day with Gorsuch being sworn in, but as John says, we have to keep fighting the fight, and it's never really over.
No.
But right now, we got him on the run, so to speak, so we need to keep him right there. On the run.
That's right.
That's right. We're going to have to run out of here in just a little over 1 minute. Once again, please go to our Facebook page and scroll down and find the Best of Orlando survey. That's what I was looking for. The Best of Orlando is the survey. Talk radio is the category. And please vote for us. And once again, Larry Elder's coming up next. Stick around. He's going to have a great show, a lot to talk about. Rex Tillerson is in Moscow tomorrow night. We'll talk about what happens or doesn't happen there this evening and tomorrow. And keep an eye on all of the rest of the news in order to keep the fake stuff from the real stuff sorted out so you get the right stuff. All right. And old John Barrows, you got the right stuff, my friend.
You do, Chris.
All right.
Thank you.
Our listeners do, because they got the American Adversaries to listen to. And we'll be back tomorrow night. I hope you'll be with us. Night, everybody.